It's Morning Edition. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney, Thursday morning once again. And once again, we are bringing you the Arts Crawl. As always, I have my friend and program director, Jamie Paisley, here with me in the studio to talk about the many great arts and culture events happening around Michigan. Welcome, Jamie.
And happy Thursday to you as well.
Happy Thursday. First, this week, we are going to talk about a traffic jam, but not the kind that makes you want to tear your hair out. Jamie, what is the downtown traffic jam?
Well, sure, and it also has nothing to do with Marmalade. Nothing whatsoever. It is a collaboration that's happening at downtown Lansing, essentially, at the Knapps building. It's going to be coming at 5 o'clock today, so that's why we're starting off with this. It's a collaboration between the Curtainless Theater as well as the Artist's Umbrella, and it's different sorts of performances that'll be happening, some poetry readings, and there are, as they put it, quote, culinary artists that will be on site selling their wares as well. And because of that collaboration, they have a Facebook event page that they are sharing. Again, that's the Curtainless Theater and the Artist's Umbrella groups, and they're tackling downtown traffic jam today at 5 o'clock.
If you want to get me anywhere, just tell me there's going to be a culinary artist there, and I'll be there. Next, we have something that will warm up your heart and warm you up literally, because it's at a coffee house, which will be very welcome tomorrow because it's supposed to be bitterly cold.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to warm you up, hopefully at least. It is the Greenwood Coffee House series, the next in many things that they put in throughout the month. And it is music, coffee, and dessert. It's pay what you are able to. And it's located at the North Campus of the First United Methodist Church in Ann Arbor. For Valentine's Day tomorrow, it's an evening of music by the late, great Sam Cooke. But the thing is, it is going to be performed by his daughter, Carla Cooke. It's going to be Valentine's Day. That's a pretty nice Cupid thing to bring in.
Oh, yeah.
More information available at greenwoodcoffeehouse.org.
Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me.
Something that we want to feature on this week's Arts Crawl is something that's already underway, and that is the MSU Latinx Film Festival.
Oh, yes, indeed. The opening of it was actually yesterday here from our colleagues at WKRTV, but although that is out of the way, it's only getting started. There are various venues that are happening today. It'll be the MSU Library Center that has various filming presentations tomorrow. For Friday, it's a residency of various films at the MSU Residential College of Arts and Humanities, ARCA, if you know that as well. On Saturday, when it's the weekend proper, the MSU Latinx Film Festival takes over the Lansing Public Media Center. There's a couple of screenings at the Robin Theater in Rio Town. A concert by Salsa Verde will also be capping off Saturday evening at the Lansing Brewing Company. And for Sunday, the closing happens with three screenings at Celebration Cinema and a closing reception after those three wrap up. For the MSU Latinx Film Festival, and appropriately enough, it's just MSU Latinx Film Festival.com. Now, there is also a performance with celebrating Americana with the maestro Enrique Domecq. That Mexican conductor is bringing in the pianist Di Wu to perform Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and as part of the Flint Symphony Concert of Americana, there's also Copland's Billy the Kid Suite from Leonard Bernstein, his Fancy Free, as well as Howard Hanson's Romantic Symphony, which, if you don't know that piece, it's raising an estimation, but if you know the movie E.T., John Williams is borrowing a bit from Howard Hanson, but underlying the whole thing is the wonderful Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue with the Flint Symphony.
Okay, before we wrap up, Jamie, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite fairy tale?
Favorite fairy tale?
Yes.
Well, it is me, so I have to go obscure. In the 19th century, Heinrich Hoffmann had written up these revised fairy tales. They're a little bit macabre, a little bit fatalistic, and
as
teaching children
are. As all great fairy tales are.
My favorite would be Fidgety Phil, who doesn't stop fidgeting and gets stabbed with a fork. But it is that dark humor which also imbues our final event, which is courtesy of the MSU Department of Theater, Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, which combines a whole lot of fairy tales, lots of dark humor in there. The first half of the musical is that kind of mixing and different characters going in and out for Rapunzel, Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, and don't to mention the new one he created of the baker and his wife. In this second half, asking the question, what happens after Happily Ever After? So that is Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim being presented by the MSU Department of Theater.
I'm sure that will be magical. Information about all of these events and activities can be found at WKAR.org, along with our community calendar, which is full of even more great stuff. You can find that all on our website. Jamie Paisley, thanks for being here.
See you next week.